From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The question of who controls Libya's capital has been thrown into doubt by the surprise appearance of one of Muammar Gaddafi's sons, Saif al-Islam, who was thought to have been captured by rebels. Instead, he's claiming the government forces have broken the back of the rebel offensive in the city.
We are here. This is our country. This is our country. This is our people. And we live here and we die here. And we are going to win.
His appearance has touched off celebrations by Gaddafi supporters in Tripoli. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says it's clear that rebels do not yet control the capital.
This is going to be a bitter, difficult battle. Tripoli is the heart of Gaddafi's control. It was always perceived that it was going to be a very difficult fight, and indeed that has turned out to be the case. When rebels initially went in on Sunday night, they faced little resistance, and that, I think, led to a premature sense that taking the capital was going to be easy. But clearly, Gaddafi and his son, Saif al-Islam, are not going to give up the city and are encouraging his loyalists to keep fighting.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Libya. Hurricane Irene is getting stronger as it moves across open water in the Caribbean. The storm currently has maximum winds of 100 miles an hour, but forecasters say those winds could speed up to 150 miles an hour in the next few days. Robbie Berg with the National Hurricane Center says Irene could make landfall along the southeastern U.S. coast by this weekend.
Right now, it does look like there's a potential threat for the U.S. coastline anywhere from Florida up to the Carolinas within the next 3 to 5 days. There's a lot of uncertainty in the forecast at those time ranges, as there normally is.
Some residents of Florida are taking no chances, though. Sam Gilmore in Miami says he's buying a whole list of materials to protect his home.
Shutters! And got the concrete, lead, we got the wing nuts, and we're ready for the windows, ready for the doors, and we're going to be ready for the roof in a couple of days.
It's been 3 years since a hurricane hit the U.S. coastline. Irene is currently near the Turks and Caicos Islands. A moderate earthquake has shaken an area of southern Colorado near the border with New Mexico. Andrea Chalfin of member station KRCC reports the tremor had a magnitude of 5.3.
It was the fourth in a series of tremors that began Monday morning in a mostly rural county about 200 miles south of Denver. Geophysicist Amy Vaughn with the U.S. Geological Survey's National Earthquake Information Center says the area has a history of seismic activity.
Right now, we don't know if this is going to continue. We don't know if they're going to be smaller or bigger, if there are any other aftershocks. But we do know that this was obviously quite startling to people in Colorado.
As of late last night, there were no reports of injuries, and county deputies were in the process of assessing structural damage. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.
This is NPR News from Washington. Thousands of striking Verizon workers on the East Coast are returning to their jobs today while union and company negotiators try to work out a new contract. Among the key issues are health care and pension benefits. Verizon says it needs to cut costs in its traditional landline phone service as more people switch to cell phones, so it wants to freeze pension benefits and have workers pay higher health care plan costs. The union says the landline business supports the wireless business, so Verizon can afford to maintain previous benefit levels. Delta Airlines is reportedly set to place a multi-billion dollar order to buy 100 Boeing extended range jetliners. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports the announcement is expected as early as today.
The Delta Airlines deal would be a big win for Boeing, which apparently beat out its European rival Airbus. The two airplane makers compete aggressively for just about every major order. The Delta purchase, first reported by Bloomberg, involves 737-900 extended-range jets. The list price on those single-aisle planes is more than $8 billion, though airlines rarely, if ever, pay the sticker price. Neither Delta nor Boeing has confirmed the deal, but reports say the new jets are slated for delivery by the end of 2018. They would replace Delta's aging fleet of 757s. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
Songwriter Jerry Lieber has died in Los Angeles at the age of 78. He wrote lyrics for such hits as Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock and this classic.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Lieber's career was not restricted to rock. He also wrote lyrics for everything from musicals to rhythm and blues songs. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.